ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Prices shift, petrol jumps, shares fall. A company cuts jobs, and suddenly the business story is everyone's story.
I'm Alan Kohler.
And I'm Carrington Clark. From Monday to Thursday on ABC Business Daily, we break down the biggest stories in business, finance, and the economy, and why they matter.
Then on Fridays, I'll go deeper on That's Business, the people making decisions, taking risks, and shaping where the economy goes next.
Find it all in the ABC Business Daily feed on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pauline Hanson thinks the Victorian Premier should just suck it up. But what does a campaign featuring the slogan Ditch the Witch say about the political discourse in Australia? Today, Amy Remakis, Chief Political Analyst at the Australia Institute and contributing editor at The New Daily, on how the politics of grievance is making a comeback. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Amy, the last time we had a fierce debate about Ditch the Witch was when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister and Tony Abbott stood in front of a Ditch the Witch sign at a protest outside Parliament House. It was pretty outrageous then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a particular flashpoint in Australian politics for a reason, because it was so outrageous.
I do not see scientific heretics. I see people who want honest government. Yeah.
And when he stood next to that sign, which, you know, he later said, oh, that was a mistake. Obviously, it also fed into other, you know, quite sexist attacks against the first female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, at the time. I think it was just such a shock to see somebody so senior in politics effectively, as it seemed, at least visually, to be endorsing these attacks.
Yeah, absolutely. And she did. She suffered a lot as Prime Minister, as the first female Prime Minister. We even had, you know, the right-wing commentator Alan Jones saying that she should be stuffed in a chaff bag and thrown out to sea.
The woman's off her tree. And quite frankly, they should shove her and Bob Brown in a chaff bag and take them as far out to sea as they can and tell them to swim home.
I mean, when Alan Jones, who was, you know, perhaps one of the most important voices in mainstream media at the time, made the comments, again, he was condemned, but he also said that he believed her father, John, had died of shame over Julia Gillard's political career. So it was quite a volatile time in politics. In 2013, which was a couple of years after the Ditch the Witch and the chafe bag, there was an LNP fundraiser in Queensland where one of the fundraiser's menus had a satirical, inverted quotes, menu, which was offering up what they were calling the Julia Gillard quail, small breasts, huge thighs, and a big red box, which was absolutely shocking when you consider her. This was a mainstream political party. It did speak to just how insane so much of the commentary and how personal those attacks were against Julia Gillard, mostly because she was a woman.
Yeah, and of course, Amy, it did all culminate in Julia Gillard's now world-famous misogyny speech to the Parliament. But, you know, it probably reminded every woman at the time how hard it is as a woman, to enter politics and then survive in it.
It is timeless. That emotion that she accessed at that particular moment remains so relevant even now in 2026.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not. And the government Order. Will not be lectured about sexism Order. And misogyny by this man.
Right. So, Amy, now, almost 14 years later, we are here again. And this time the target is Jacinta Allen, the Victorian Premier with a Ditch the Witch campaign against her. Just tell me about that.
Yeah, so this came up as in the form of a mobile billboard, which has had the Victorian Premier depicted as a witch, and it also has Dan Andrews, the former Victorian Premier, you know, featured on this billboard with the Ditch the Witch slogan, which is an obvious callback to what happened to Julia Gillard. And no one has taken overall responsibility. There is a Melbourne brothel owner has said that, you know, that they have contributed to this campaign. The Liberal Party have said that it's not anything to do with them. And in fact, the Liberal leader in Victoria, Jess Wilson, has condemned what has happened with this billboard and said there's no room for sexism, as have other senior Liberal women, including Jane Hume. But I think that it does speak to where we are again in politics. There is such a disrespect at the moment, such a lack of civility, personal civility. Now, one of the things that is, I think, quite relevant about this billboard campaign and about the conversation we're having about it right now is that Pauline Hanson, who is one of the most influential politicians in the nation at the moment, she's effectively said, suck it up. This is, happens to me all the time. Now you're getting a dose of your own medicine. But by her effectively saying, I have to deal with it, so you do too, I don't think is a way that we move forward in terms of how we speak politically about these sorts of things.
No, on Sky News, Pauline Hanson, where she made those comments, you know, suck it up, she's saying it's okay.
Yeah, it's effective permission.
Suck it up, sweetheart, right? If you've seen what's happened to me over the years, I remember years ago Tim Fisher called me a witch and I should be burned at the stake. So I've been tagged that long before you. So anyway, it's just toughen up. And
I'm not going to pretend that, you know, Pauline Hanson hasn't been the subject of sexist abuse in the past, but I think to see it as part of such an obvious public political campaign, that is what makes it different, because it starts to normalize it. So if you see it normalized in the public sphere, if you see it normalized in the media more broadly, you see it normalized by politicians, then that starts to feed into social media, starts to feed into everyday conversations. And before you know it, we don't have a standard around this stuff anymore.
Yeah, and the owner of that Melbourne brothel that you mentioned, Franco Puglio, he has said that he was involved in funding this campaign. He says the billboards are not sexist, and he says it's just portraying how people in Victoria are feeling.
Yeah, look, I mean, there is obviously a lot going on in Victoria politically at the moment. It is a particularly aggressive election campaign. The Labor government has been in power for some time now. It wasn't expected to win the last election, and the fact that it did, I think, probably quite upset a few people who thought that this might be the end of that particular Labor administration. And since that last election, we have seen the rise of One Nation. We've seen the collapse of the Liberal Party federally. Crime is being made like a pretty big issue, I think, in the media, and we're seeing the latest stats were starting to reveal that criminal incidents in Victoria had grown, and we've seen a lot of attention put on Victorian issues. So yes, obviously there is a lot of anger in Victoria, exacerbated by a financial, you know, setback that the entire country is feeling at the moment. But I think to try and pretend that Ditch the Witch is not rooted in sexism and misogyny is maybe asking people to suspend, you know, critical thinking just a little bit too much. It is attacking a female politician in a derogatory term used for women. So I think we all know what is being said here. It is a dog whistle. It's had the impact that they wanted. The entire country is speaking about it. And the reason that they are is because it is a line that has been crossed.
All right. Well, of course, everyone from the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to the former Prime Minister Julia Gillard herself have condemned this campaign.
The sexist campaign targeting the Victorian Premier is totally unacceptable and has no place in public life.
And Jacinta Allen says it is deeply divisive.
I don't have a problem if people have a different view. That's democracy. But what is wrong is when difference is used is weaponised in a sexist, misogynist, hateful way. And I'll always call that out.
But these sort of ditch the witch campaigns, who do they actually appeal to? I mean, it's not the first time a Victorian Premier has suffered some pretty intense and nasty campaigns, right? Because Dan Andrews, he also faced this sort of thing, although he is a man. But who does this actually appeal to? Surely not women.
No, but I think it appeals to angry people, and that's genderless.
Mm.
So I think if you feel angry, if you feel aggrieved and you see the target of your anger being demeaned, even if you don't agree with it personally in your daily life, there is a sense of, yeah, they deserve it. They deserve it. They've created this situation. And that's when we start to get into really dangerous political territory, because if you're only acting on the politics of grievance and the politics of anger, where you start to set aside your own standards about discourse and how you talk to your people in your community, your family, your neighbours, your colleagues, all those sorts of things. If you put that to the side and say, it's not going to count because it's a politician, that is the start of a very, very slippery slope. So I think that the politics of grievance, it does rely on people's anger. I mean, there's no particular solution in Ditch the Witch. There's nothing that says, here's how we're going to make your life better. But it does say, you have permission to be angry, we're angry too, come join us in targeting this person, and we're going to use some pretty base politics to do it. So I think it speaks to those people who feel ignored, who feel like they haven't been listened to, that their lives might be worse, and that they have a legitimate anger at the government for not doing more to listen or improve their lives. But to go into such base sexist politics, I just don't think that that's a road that leads to anywhere good for anyone.
All right, so Amy, the Premier of Victoria, she is under political pressure for a number of reasons in her state, but the campaign against her, as you say, goes to political discourse. But what does the political discourse across the country, do you think, look like at the moment? Are we seeing similar things? Are we taking a backward step?
Yeah. It's not great at the moment. I think anyone who follows politics or watches politics or even sees the comments on their social media feeds would say that it's not particularly great at the moment. It's increasingly volatile. People are feeling a lot more free to attack not just politicians, but people in social media feeds that they feel sit at a different place on the political spectrum to them. And all of it is creating this very angry, very volatile electorate. We're seeing that not just in Victoria, as you say, we are seeing it across the country at the moment. And it's part of the reason why you can see the rise of One Nation, because Pauline Hanson has been quite consistent in her views. She's never had to own political policy because she's never been responsible for passing political policy. So she's kind of a political clean skin in that way. We haven't tried any of Pauline Hanson's ideas, so therefore she doesn't have to take ownership of the situation that we're in at the moment. But she does tell people that they have the right to be angry, and people are angry. And we see that, you know, across Western democracies. Whenever there is a time of economic peril, and I think it would be a very brave person who would say that the Australians are not struggling at the moment, you start to see growing anger in the community. And when that anger reaches a point where it feels like it's not being listened to, it starts looking for disruptors. We've seen that in the UK with Nigel Farage. We've seen it with the United States with Donald Trump. And we've been seeing it in Australia with Pauline Hanson.
And in the end, if these sorts of campaigns, these Ditch the Witch campaigns, are not widely condemned, what's the consequences of that, do you think?
We just see more of it. At the moment, the people who are condemning it are probably who you would expect to condemn it, but we're not seeing Pauline Hanson condemn it. We're not seeing a lot of the men come out and condemn it. And that just kind of gives a little bit of permission for this sort of stuff to continue. So if it's not nipped in the bud here, it will just continue. It will continue to be normalised, and it will continue to get worse. Because while Victoria's election might be soon, we don't have a federal election until 2028. And that leaves a lot of time for this conversation to get even further and further into the dirt.
Amy Remakis is the Chief Political Analyst at the Australia Institute and Contributing Editor at The New Daily. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Walling. ABC News Daily, we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.